cry in the shower later.
Somebody was just talking about that. Oh, somebody, Greg played pool last night, and one of the guys on pool league was like, yeah, you ever just have a good shower cry?
All the time. Like, weekly.
Exciting news.
Oh, God. I have exciting news, too, but it probably isn't as exciting as what you have.
You go first.
I bought something today.
What did you buy? Other than your crop top. Oh, my good God.
A squishmallow.
Were we talking about those on...
We were.
On the recording, though, or just were we talking about them?
I can't remember, but... Maybe we were talking about that.
You hid it under the table.
I hid it under the table so I could show you.
As like, ta-da.
Its name is Cornella. It's a mermaid unicorn.
But is that its actual name, Cornella? Or you named that?
No. It came on the tag. I ripped the tag off because I don't like them.
Yeah. They're freaking cute. Where did you get this thing from?
Target, man.
Was it $1 million?
It was $20.
Oh.
So online lied to me, as it normally does.
Maybe it's for ones that are like discontinued or something. Maybe. That people like a lot.
But they had like a raccoon. They had like a couple other cute ones. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get some of these for like couch pillows.
I know. I'm going to sleep with it tonight. Very excited. So what is your exciting news?
It's a little bit more exciting than
a squishmallow.
A squishmallow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, did I tell you that Stacy and one of her friends are going to Florida?
Yes. Are you going with them?
I'm going with them.
That's wonderful. When are you going?
In March.
We're going to Florida in March, too.
When in March?
The 10th through the 14th.
Shut up.
Where are you going in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, we're going to Orlando. Well, we're visiting Mike's brother.
Oh, yeah. We're driving to Chicago. And then flying out from there through Spirit because the tickets are, like, crazy cheap. Even though you have to pay for, like, every additional thing on one of those flights.
That's why we don't typically fly Spirit if we can avoid it.
Well, I figure I'll be down there. Hold on. Let me count. I'll be down there 4 days.
Yeah.
So I think I can put everything in my laptop bag. Because you're allowed a personal bag, not a carry-on.
Which is so strange to me. Like, get with the times.
Well, it's because they have these crazy cheap flights, and then it's like $100 to check a bag.
I would rather fly Delta, pay the extra $100, and then have a carry-on and a personal item.
They had already got the tickets.
That's fine. Yeah.
So I just got on board with them.
Got on board.
But, yeah, so I'm going. It's going to be like ladies' weekend. They already got an Airbnb and stuff.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in Florida at the same time.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There was something else I wanted to tell you about.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, I know.
But.
There's something else I wanted to tell you about it, and I can't remember. Oh, I think I could fit everything I need in my laptop bag.
Yeah.
And then if I take my running shoes, I'm just going to give them to Stacy because she has a checked bag.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah, for sure. I would just do it that way then.
Because when we went for a week in December, I had just my carry-on and I packed so much shit I didn't need. I ended up wearing the same 3 sundresses the whole time I was there.
That's normally, I end up doing the same thing.
And I'd sleep in them too because they're just like loose fitting ones. But I had one that I would sleep in at night. And then I had a couple I wore during the day. And we did laundry while we were there, so I really didn't need to take 90%.
Yeah, like when we stay at his brother's, I'm going to try not to take that much stuff because they have a washer and dryer and stuff.
Yeah. So. Sundresses.
Yep.
Do you know what the weather's like that time of year?
No, but my supervisor was in Florida for a conference, and she said it was 60s and rainy. But
boo.
Better than freaking negative 20 in snow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Kitty cat, can I see my notes?
So, hello, everyone.
So that's my news.
Okay. So that's your news.
My news.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Texas in Frailty, which is a pretty damn good movie.
Yeah. Had you seen it before?
Yes. I remember watching it with Mom and Dad.
Oh, did you just... Because... I wondered if you just read the...
Going to Texas.
Did you get that cat video I sent you?
Yeah,
did you watch it?
I did.
Okay. That just reminded me of it. Yeah, I watched it a long time ago. Greg couldn't remember it until we got like 10 minutes in and then he remembered it, but he didn't remember the ending.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What a twist.
Which we should say that because some people just listen to like hear us talk about nonsense.
So this film has a mega twist ending. If you do not like spoilers, stop listening.
Stop right now.
Stop right now.
I
mean, this whole podcast is a spoiler, but this it is especially a spoiler. Big deal.
And I have friends that listen that don't particularly like gory films. And I could say this one is like pretty safe.
Pretty mild. Yeah.
I can't think of any even seeing blood at all.
Splatter? Not really. Splatter. Yeah.
Oh, and the dad.
Yeah.
But that's the worst thing in the whole thing. So, for my friends that don't like the gore, this is a good one. It's a good like suspense.
Yes. Frailty came out in 2001. It's an hour and 40 minutes. It's available on Tubi for free. Obviously, with Tubi, you have commercials, but that didn't really bother me that much. And you can also rent it on Amazon Prime for, I think, $3.99. I wasn't 100% sure.
I want to say it's on Roku, too.
Yeah, it's available on a lot of platforms. Is that the right lingo?
Platforms? Yeah, I think so.
It was directed by Bill Paxton. He also directed The Greatest Game Ever Played.
I did not know that.
Which is a golf movie with Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
The writer is Brent Hanley, and I'll run through the cast. Daddy Meeks is Bill Paxton, Aliens, Streets of Fire, one of his earlier films, Twister, all of the good things. Young Fenton is played by Matt O'Leary. He's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Live Free or Die Hard. Young Adam is played by Jeremy Sumpter, and he was in Soul Surfer and my favorite rendition of Peter Pan.
So you saw him, like, what he looks like now, right?
Yeah.
He's attractive.
Yes. Fenton, this is a spoiler. Fenton is played by Levi Kreis, and Adam is played by Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, so, which you don't know
until the end. The last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Agent Doyle is played by Powers Booth, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 24. He's been in a lot of other stuff, too. Agent Hull is Dirk Cheatwood, and he was in General Hospital. He's the younger FBI agent.
Mm-hmm. And the cast is fairly small.
Yeah. And then Sheriff Smalls, the sheriff of the small town, I wanted to mention him. He's Luke Askew, and he was in Easy Rider and Cool Hand Luke.
I saw that as well.
And then Becky Meeks, who plays Adam's wife, is Missy Kreider. She was in Powder.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you haven't seen Powder, very good 90s movie.
So it won quite a few awards. Brett Hanley, who wrote the screenplay, he won a Bram Stoker Award and a Fangoria Chainsaw Award. It also won an award, the Golden Schmo, which I didn't like really look up to see what that's all about. Most underrated movie of the year. It also won Best Movie with the International Horror Guild, and it won a Saturn Award for Best Horror Film. Just some of the people that worked on it that kind of stood out. Bill Butler was a cinematographer. He also worked on Jaws, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Grease, Anaconda, and Child's Play.
That's a mix.
Yeah,
right?
That's a variety. And then the music was composed by Brian Tyler.
I wrote that down too.
He did Darkness Falls, Ready or Not, The New Scream that just came out, Constantine, Law-Abiding Citizen. I don't know with the last two if it was all of them or just some of them, Fast and the Furious, Final Destination.
Very cool.
That's, yeah. What?
Yeah. Oh, this movie.
It's good.
Bill Paxton especially did an amazing job directing this and acting in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and he was just a phenomenal actor, and he's greatly missed.
I was hoping that, like, there'd be more information about, like, where it was filmed and all that, but California, nothing like.
Was it?
Yeah, it was filmed in California.
Oh, it was filmed on the same soundstage as Legally Blonde, and they filmed opposite of each other. So
yes, I saw that. The woman that got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Did you look up?
I didn't.
I think it was her. I hope I'm not like messing this up, but I think she was the same actress that's in the Seinfeld episode where they're lost in the parking structure. And Kramer's carrying the air conditioner and Elaine has the fish. She's the actress or character that picks them up and drives them around to look for their car and then gets offended by them and throws them out.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Yeah.
It's one of the actresses in this, and I think it was her.
Yeah. I mean, there's like three actresses in it. So that would make sense.
So do you want me to start it out? Or do
yeah,
you, want
you can start it out.
Okay. It starts out with FBI headquarters, dark and stormy night. Someone asks for the person in charge of the God's Hand case. It's Fenton. He says that he knows who the God's Hand killer is. He says it's his brother.
And at this point, it's Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
As Fenton.
Yeah. He says it's his brother, Adam. He said that he had told him about the demons, or he called, Fenton called.
Yeah, we can just, it's fine.
We'll stick with the.
We'll stick to Fenton and Adam.
Okay, so Adam calls. Tells him about the demons, says, take me to the Rose Garden. He shoots himself. So then Fenton steals the ambulance with his brother's body.
Yes.
And goes to FBI headquarters.
200 miles away, mind you.
Yep. So this whole story, like, unfolds.
And at this point, too, Matthew McConaughey picks up a picture of the FBI agent's mom. And it's just like, oh, yes. Like, when was his picture taken? And Agent Booth is like, oh, you know, it was taken right before my mom was murdered. That plays into it.
Yes. Sorry, if I'm coughing a lot, it's the dry house.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mike was like, what's that cough about? Seriously, after strep, I've just had this, like, dry throat feeling.
It's a linger.
It is. I took the antibiotics, every single one of them, on time like I was supposed to, but. So then it flashes back because Fenton starts telling the FBI agent the story. Which, the office is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the main guy.
Other than Agent Hull. Agent Hull is in there, too, and he meets Fenton and, like, shakes his hand. And
yes.
Other than that, though, there is no one else there.
So he starts telling the story of, like, how he knows it's his brother.
Yeah, like, they get in the car. Like, Agent Booth, I called him Agent
Booth.
Not
at first.
Not at first.
They talk for a while.
I like calling him Agent Booth because of Bones. Oh. But it's Powers Booth is the actor. Okay, anyway.
No, because I don't think they get in the car for a while.
Okay.
Because he's handcuffed in the car.
I watched this like 2 days ago.
I know, me
You'd
too.
You'd think I would remember.
I have to cough one more time, sorry.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, that should be it. Hopefully for a while. I brought cough drops. Summer of 1979, two brothers, the older brother, Fenton.
Yeah.
Who conveniently has dark hair.
Yeah.
And the younger brother, who is blonde.
Are paying attention, Matthew McConaughey looks shockingly like the younger brother Adam, and you can kind of tell.
Well, there are clues. That came up with Bill Paxton.
Yeah,
right? I don't know why that name just like escaped me. That comes up with him, in his whatever. What is it called? Commentary.
Yeah.
Is that the first time you watch it, it's startling, but then when you watch it again,
you see
all these little, like, tells.
I think the kid that plays Fenton looks like a young Norman Reedus. Mildly.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it just starts out with him telling the story. Their mom had passed away.
Yeah. Giving birth to Adam.
Yeah. So Fenton essentially raises Adam. Their dad's a mechanic. They seem to have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, like everything starts off really smooth. Adam is singing a song you sing in like Sunday school, and Fenton's just kind of like going along with him like the older brother. But yeah.
You used to do that all the time though too.
Yeah. Like everything just seems great.
Super normal.
Yep.
For their situation, they seem to be fairly happy. Yeah. Dad wakes up. He wakes the kids up, says that he had a vision from God about the end of the world. Oof, and that there's demons among them and it's their job to destroy them. And they're God's hands, angels.
Yes.
He is going to be presented with three magical weapons. The kids aren't supposed to tell. Fenton looks super confused. And then in the morning, everything seems to be normal.
Yeah.
Again, Fenton is confused.
The kids went back to sleep and then they woke up and everything's fine. Daddy Meeks drives them to school. And then he says, hey, kids, remember not to tell anybody what was going on. And Fenton is like, what? And Adam's just like, okay, Dad, and like runs into school.
Yeah. So I think Fenton was in like, okay, maybe I dreamt that phase for a minute. And then all of a sudden he's like, shit, that was real.
The guy that plays the angel is, I wrote it down, one of the film assistants. He was the prop guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just in it for like a blip.
Yeah.
I don't even think he says anything.
No.
It's just like the image of the angel coming down and like. So yeah. Oh, Dad brought it up before school. Within a week, Dad gets the weapons.
The axe one.
Yeah. Ugh. So there's like one beam of sunlight shining down on this barn out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, goes to it.
Yep.
The light is shining down through the roof of the barn onto an axe and a pair of gloves.
Yes.
Yeah. The axe has the name Otis kind of like scratched into the handle.
Did you look that up at all?
Just what was on IMDb.
Ooh.
What?
I wonder if it's true.
I don't know.
So... allegedly, they named the axe Otis because when Bill Paxton was scoping out filming locations in Texas, he met a homeless man. And Bill Paxton, like, offered him money or whatever. And the homeless guy was just like, no, like, it's fine. And Bill Paxton was like, well, can I just, like, use your name in the film?
Yeah. Can I pay you to use your name?
And so Otis
was
the name of the homeless man.
And... that also inspired the name of a band.
Yes. God's Hand Killers. Or not that. That's not the name of the band, but...
it's something, Axe Killers or something, mm-hmm. And the singer's, or like the frontman's name is Otis.
Yeah.
It goes by Otis because of this. I wanted to listen to some of it, and I forgot to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
The next weapon was a lead pipe. Well, then Dad gets to the list of the demons.
And Fenton sees the list and is just like, okay, these are real people.
Yeah, he is working on a car and he's underneath it. The angel comes to visit him. And it all of a sudden, the underside of the car like opens up to be kind of like a cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
The angel comes, gives him the list. It kind of looked like he was having a seizure.
Yeah. Which
could explain the visions.
Explain the visions.
Mm-hmm. So he says that he's bringing them back with the gloves and then revealing their sins.
This whole thing.
I know.
Terrifying.
I know. Well, I haven't I haven't done any like horrible sins, so
yeah, so I'm fine. Wouldn't
have to worry about the God's hand killers. So this whole thing is like reminds me a lot of Supernatural. Like, I feel like if you like the show Supernatural, you would like this.
It's like a religious Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints is religious.
But, like, yeah, they're killing bad people, but they're not, like, oh.
They had a vision in the beginning of it.
They did have a vision in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's why they're so lucky, is because they're, like,
they're sent from God.
Yeah.
Blues Brothers. We're on a mission
it's
from
like
God.
It's like Boondock Saints, but religious.
Oh, but- shit.
Every episode, I have something to laugh at you about.
Yeah, that's right. Damn it.
Okay. Anyway, they're on a mission from God.
Yeah.
So Fenton wants to tell.
Well, and Fenton thinks his dad like had a seizure or had something happen.
Something happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that night, or then dad doesn't come home. Fenton tells Adam that it's make-believe. Dad shows up super late with a demon, which is just looks like a normal woman.
The first time I saw this, I thought he was crazy. And I thought
me too.
That
for
no,
sure.
None of these people are bad people. He's just like picking people up off the street.
Well, I mean, that's what you think if you've never seen
it. I know.
So dad comes home with the niece, takes them all into the shed. Takes the two boys, the woman. They go into their shed.
That poor woman, too. I mean.
Well.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Original thought, poor woman.
So he had abducted her, and he has the axe that chops her up.
Yeah.
But you don't see any of it.
You don't see any of it, but you know it happens. Adam is staring, and Fenton is crying.
Fenton's crying. Well, he takes his gloves off and touches her and, like, just, he, like, grabs her arm.
Yeah.
And
she kind of freaks out, too.
Yeah. They both freak out, but that's him revealing,
mm-hmm.
you know, revealing her sins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't see, it's not gory at all.
No.
You don't see any of that. Then it's back to the interview. They bury the pieces in the rose garden, and it's just black plastic bags.
Yeah.
So they live next to, like, a community rose garden.
Yeah, they own the house behind the rose garden.
Yeah. So are they, like, the caretakers of
They're the caretaker. I think they're the caretakers of the rose garden.
Well, they probably don't take care of the roses necessarily because they're big, giant rose bushes, but they probably, like, mow the lawns or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they just happen to live behind it because they cut through it.
It was originally supposed to be filmed in Tyler, Texas, which has a very large rose garden.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill Paxton didn't want to film it there because of the youths. He was worried that
it would
that gather. Teenagers were going to go and
The goths. We're going to go looking for corpses. So
As they do.
Hanging out at night in the rose garden, which I would do anyway. I do have like a hint of goth. What? You're like, yeah.
I could see it.
Just a hint. When they're burying the pieces, they have them in plastic bags and they're like dumping them out into the the dirt. Once again, you don't see any of it. Fenton is crying. Adam's pretty chill. Doesn't seem to have an issue just helping dad. Dad threatens Fenton, said someone would die if he told.
Yeah.
Which I don't, the angel, I think, probably told him that.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone or someone will die. That is when the agent's mom is brought up. So they are still sitting in the office.
Okay.
They're the only people in the office at that point. Oh, he notices that the only photos in the office is the one of his mom.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of awards, picture of his mom. He says that she was killed shortly after the photo was taken.
Ugh.
His instincts are telling him that Fenton is hiding something.
Oh.
Then he gets back into the story. So a month goes by. Everything's better. No more murders. Fenton thinks it's over with.
Yeah.
It's
fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, just everything's fine.
A dead woman
fine.
In the rose garden.
Didn't see that. Nothing, you know, going on with his life. He doesn't go walk through the rose garden anymore. Mm-mm. On his way home.
Adam does.
Yeah,
Adam like Adam care. Doesn't care.
When they got home from school, they find out that their dad brought a kidnapping van.
A napper van.
Totally.
It's like one of those.
A white panel van.
Yes.
Like.
With like cardboard in the back windows so you can't see anything.
Yeah. A kidnapping van.
A kidnapping van.
He tells them that they have work to do in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Well, they end up, so the next abduction, Fenton's in on it. They're in the grocery store parking lot.
Well, Fenton and Adam are both there.
They're both there. Now Dad's including them on this.
It's a family affair.
Fenton is crying and says his dog is under this guy's car.
Yeah, his dad makes him go out. They see an old man walking into the grocery store.
Yeah.
So then Fenton and Daddy Meeks get into an argument, and Fenton's like, I don't want to do this. You can't make me.
Yeah.
And Daddy Meeks is just like, nope, you have to. So then you see Fenton underneath the car calling for an imaginary dog.
Yeah. So he's next to the next person to get abducted. He's next to their car, and he's like on his hands and knees calling under the car, crying, saying his dog's under there, which is a good cover because he'd be crying anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So while the man like gets down to look under the car, kind of, or leans over to see if the dog's under there, Daddy hits him in the back of the head with a pipe.
Yeah.
They take him back to the garage. When his sins are revealed, you actually see like a flash.
Kind of. You see a little bit of a flash. And then the dad says, well, God saw you and you can't escape God's wrath.
Dang.
Right? And then he kills them.
You kind of see a little bit of mm-hmm. what he was doing. He was abducting kids, right?
You see that at the end. You don't see, like.
You must see something.
Because you wrote it.
Or no, yeah. I think he calls him a baby killer.
Yes. That's what it is.
Okay, so you don't see anything.
You don't see anything, but Fenton is just like, he's just an old man. And his dad's just like, no, he abducts children and babies and, yeah.
Fenton wants to run away at this point. Dad and Fenton has been talking to Adam about running away.
Yeah.
Dad wakes up Fenton, says Adam told on him.
So he wakes him up at 5:15 in the morning, and it's like broad daylight out with birds chirping too. I took a look at the clock at the kitchen table.
And
it's 5:15 in the morning in the summer, and it's light out.
We are on the far side of the time zone, though.
That's true. Okay, this is in Texas, so it
because
would be...
Because Nicole, who is on, like, the opposite side of Eastern time zone, mm-hmm. It gets dark here in the winter at, like, 5.
Yeah.
It gets dark there in the winter at, like, 3.
That's true.
So I have a feeling, like, summertime daylight here is, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you go farther over in the time zone...
It's probably...
Yeah.
That's true. Because I noticed that and I was just like, ooh, I'm going to write that down.
I'm spoiled because I liked staying up late being on this side of the time zone.
Yeah.
Because it stays light for so long in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It sucks trying to put kids to bed.
At like 9 p.m. when it's still broad daylight out.
In like August.
Yeah.
Broad daylight out.
Mm-hmm.
Kids got to go to bed, especially when they were younger and you had to get them to bed by like 8:30. Still daylight out. older kids still playing.
Still doing stuff outside.
Damn, that's hard.
Blackout curtains.
Yeah. Soundproof windows.
Yeah. So, I can't remember where we're at. Oh, as like a punishment for wanting to run away, Dad tells Fenton to dig this giant hole.
What a punishment. Can you imagine having to dig a hole that size? He wants it.
It's like 10 by 10 by 10 or something like that.
I thought it was 15 by 15 and 10 feet deep.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a big asshole. What I didn't understand, too, is if you dug a hole that big, the dirt would have to go somewhere. That's They'd have true. To, like, truck it out.
And I did write down, did the angel tell Dad that Fenton is a demon? I mean, it comes up later, but, like...
The angel told him something about Fenton, but Dad didn't repeat it at that point.
Yeah.
While he's digging, he's got to pray. Well,
guess who doesn't pray?
Fenton doesn't pray one time. If anything, he starts to hate God.
Well, and being like a 13, how old do you think Fenton is? 13
or 14.
13 or 14?
Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
No.
If Dad had told me to do something and to pray while doing it, I would have been like, okay.
No. Well, I think it's the physical labor, like at some point he'll break down the and labors. Start mm-hmm. praying. Oh, you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Like, I watched the kills on YouTube.
At one point someone's imprisoned and they're like, repent your sins, and she's like, fuck you. Like, the whole time. She's like, I'll just sit in prison forever. I don't care.
Is that Cersei?
Yeah.
Okay. I choose violence. Is it that? Where she says that?
I can't remember.
She said something like that.
No, she just sits in prison. And then finally she has to walk naked through the streets. And she's like,
shame.
She's whatever. She's so pretty. Anyway.
She's very pretty. Didn't she play Sarah Connor, too, like in the newer Terminators?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Lena Headey.
Headey?
Headey. She's beautiful. I don't care.
Well,
lovely lady.
He doesn't pray, if anything.
He doesn't repent.
No, he's not repenting any of his sins.
And he goes inside the first night and his hands are tore up. And his dad genuinely does feel bad for him. He's just like, you should have worn gloves. Like,
well, this is something preventative.
Yes.
Once your hands are that ripped up, or once you have blisters all over your feet,
it's not going to do anything.
No, you have to wear gloves from the beginning.
Yes.
You have to wear like good shoes from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because once you're torn up, it's not.
Yeah. And Fenton's just like, no, I don't need that. Like, I don't want gloves. I don't want Tylenol.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and dig.
Mm-hmm.
And he does for like a week.
Dad says he's proud of him.
Yeah.
He digs for 6 days. At this point, Fenton hates God.
He's done.
He's done. He's over it. He does not give one single shit about anything.
And Adam comes out and it's just like, hey, Fenton, like, do you need anything? Whatever. And at this point, Adam's like the little angel baby and Fenton is kind of on his way out.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of when we were kids.
You were the angel baby?
I was the angel baby.
You were the angel baby.
And you listened to the devil's music. Well, Mom and Dad did too, but...
Yeah, I was... Well, according to our church, I was going straight to hell, and you were, like, perfect. I mean, I guess it's still like that. Well, he's building this big hole to move their shed over the top of it. To make a kill shack.
Yeah. And when they're moving it, too, like after the hole is dug, their dad talks to Fenton and he's just like, I bet you didn't pray once, huh? And Fenton's looking at the hole and he's like, nope.
Yep.
There it is.
The next night, after they get this whole cellar dungeon thing done, Dad brings home another demon person.
You never find out what this guy did.
No.
He's a younger guy, though.
At this point, Fenton runs away. He just books it. He runs right to the sheriff, tells the sheriff what's going on.
Small town bullshit.
Yeah.
Is what I like to call it.
Sheriff is like, talks to the dad. She tells him, oh, it's a storm cellar. Come on down. What?
I just slow blink because it's so infuriating to me. Because originally...
People don't ever believe kids.
No. The sheriff is just like, yeah, yeah, okay, Fenton. Like, this is a waste of my time. Like, your dad is just building a storm cellar or whatever. Like, shut up.
He doesn't say any of that.
He doesn't say any of that, but like...
That's the impression you get. That's the
impression that you get.
You're like, and then he says, and I'm like, no, he didn't.
Fuck you, kid.
Fuck off. I don't care what your dad does. As the sheriff is walking up the stairs...
And like...
Gets smacked with a pipe.
Yes, and it would have been fine. Like, the sheriff just kind of, like, rolls his eyes at Fenton, and yeah. He walks up the steps.
Well, because Fenton had told him that there was a body down there.
Yeah.
So.
And there wasn't a body. There was no evidence of mm-hmm. anything.
What?
Nothing.
Your mic's gonna yell at you.
Why?
Because I just went to take a drink, and you stopped and just looked
at me. Oh, yeah, I did.
How you do. There's just like a couple seconds where
whoops.
You're just staring at each other. Eh, whatever. Well.
So Dad Meeks.
Meeks kills the sheriff.
The sheriff. What? I just don't understand. I don't understand. Where did the sheriff's vehicle go then?
I think they walked. Maybe.
Maybe. But the sheriff did say that he was going bass fishing early the next morning.
So he could disappear. And if he's not married and if he's going fishing by himself somewhere, you know.
Just a This is accident. 79.
It's not like you're texting people or like checking in That's with people. True. He could be fishing for a week.
And no one knows.
No one knows. He's in the Rose Garden.
Oops.
So Dad pukes. The first man he's killed.
Yep.
And Fenton's looking at him like, what the fuck? I've seen you kill like a lot of people at this point.
And this is when, too, the dad talks to Fenton and he's just like, are you afraid? And Fenton's just like, yes. And the dad's just like, well, only demons should be afraid of me.
Yeah. And he tells him that he doesn't have faith. He almost kills Fenton.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't.
So, yeah, they don't chop up the sheriff. They just, like, bury him.
Yeah.
A proper burial, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they do that.
The first man he's killed.
At this point, I'm wondering if it's Dad's, like, new full-time job because he's spending a lot of time abducting and murdering people.
Murdering.
I guess Fenton dug that hole. But he still had to, like, move the shed, build the stairs down into it, wiring.
Yeah.
Where's the support? Like, if you build a hole that big and put a building on top of it, was there, like, support poles? Beams of some sort?
They built, essentially, a box in the ground. There are support beams.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't paying that much attention.
And I think they take the floor out of the shed and just move the walls, the tin walls, over.
So there's a floor in the shed.
But I'm saying that I think it's just the walls that they moved. Because the shed's just like tin walls with like a floor. I think they just moved the tin walls over.
No, there's a hatch.
They didn't. Yeah, but they built a box in the ground and then they built the floor on top and then the hatch. So I think they just slid it.
Gotcha.
You say what I'm saying?
Say what I'm saying? Yes. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Fenton, and I wondered like where he has the time to do all this plus be a full-time mechanic. Anyway, that's always my question. Like my big problem with Dexter.
It's like, why do you, like, how Dexter do you do this?
Is, works a full-time job.
He just doesn't sleep.
He works over a lot. And yet somehow he has time to like stalk and murder people and then dispose of their bodies.
Dexter's a fucked up show. I really liked it though.
I did too. Except the last season. I wish I wouldn't have watched it.
I don't think I watched the last season.
Good. Just don't.
Just stupid. Don't. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
He calls Fenton into the shed, says only demons should fear him.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't believe like what the angels have told him about Fenton.
Yeah.
And then he puts them in the pit.
Just tosses them in there.
Mm-hmm. Because he can't trust him.
This is...
I also wondered, this has to be summer vacation, right?
It has to be summer vacation. I put, what a conversation to have with this youngest son. Go and water your brother, LOL.
Yeah. So Fenton, while he's in this pit, is allowed one cup of water a day.
Yeah.
Do
you think after seven? No, you can go quite a long time without food.
You can go a long time without food. You can't go very long without water.
Yeah.
One cup of water a day isn't doing it for you. Like... No. I guess it's kind of a big cup.
It's like a pint glass of water, and Adam said that he would bring him more water if he could. While his dad's at work. Like, while his dad's at work, just freaking...
No, he's not going to do that.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. Adam won't do that. Little angel baby.
Little angel. So he pours water, like, through a crack.
Yeah.
For Fenton to drink. While he's down there, this is like right after he gets down there, and then Adam comes and gives him a glass of water in the morning, and Adam tells him he'll be out by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In the pitch black pit. Yeah. I mean, you see
on the stairs during the day, the floor, there's like cracks in the floor, so you'd get some light.
I would go crazy. And the hatch, his dad like nailed it shut.
Yeah. What?
I just can't even imagine. That poor kid.
Well, I mean, it explains what happens to him later.
Yeah, that's true. As an onlooker watching this film for the first time, I was very sad for
him. You're supposed to have feelings for Fenton. Like, that his dad is, like, horribly abusing him.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, his dad is horribly abusing him, but, you know. His dad comes, has God spoken to you yet? He said, there is no God. And weeks go by. He's almost dead, and he finally has a vision.
You don't know what the vision... Like, he says he sees God, but I don't think that that's really what happened.
Goes on an abduction, then. I just wrote cranky dude. Okay.
When Fenton's finally released and they're sitting down at the dinner table and Fenton's like chowing down, I was like, man, to be a fly on the wall for that entire conversation.
Oh, I know.
Because
he's not going to be like, sorry, I locked you in a pit for a month.
Adam's like, I want to see God. And then there, at one point during the film too, and we didn't talk about this, Adam gives his dad a list of people.
Yes.
That, like, that God supposedly gave to him. And it's, like, a bully that picked on him. One of his teachers.
Yeah.
And his dad's just like, no, like, you're lying. Like, God didn't give this to you. And Fenton is, like, sitting at the table. His eyes could not roll farther back in his head. It was just interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Adam is super pissed off that he hasn't seen God. And his dad's just like, oh, well, you'll get your chance, Adam.
I feel like this cough drop tastes like...
Was not anything you wanted.
It tastes like cough drop and like laundry detergent.
Ew.
So I don't know like what happened there. They've been in my bathroom. Maybe they got like steamy. Anyway. So I guess if I have to...
Gross.
Yeah. Anyway. Not important.
But yeah. So they are on a demon hunt now.
Yeah. So they go to a house. There's this, like, crabby dude. They say their car broke down.
I think if things didn't progress the way that they did, Brad White would have killed them.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He, like, calls his mom or calls his wife a bitch, and Fenton and his dad are like, yeah, we have a flat tire, like, just down the road. Do you have a tire iron? Whatever. And that's when the guy is just like, yeah, I guess.
And he takes them to the shed, and he's acting, like, really sketchy.
Yeah.
He ends up hitting Dad, but they still manage to get him.
Yeah.
Dad touches the guy. Sees a demon.
I want to know what he did.
Probably murdered someone.
Temper.
Fenton has the axe, and Fenton's the one that's supposed to do it.
Yeah, they get him to the shed, and you can tell Brad is saying a lot of things with his mouth duct taped.
Oh, yeah, he's not happy. Not happy. Not scared at all. Very angry.
Yeah.
This is when it, like, takes a turn. So Adam, Fenton, Dad, and the guy they abducted are all down in the cellar. Fenton has the axe.
And this is his christening with murdering demons.
Yeah.
And the dad is just like, do it how I taught you. Go for the neck first.
So, yeah, so weird. This is like the one like bit of gore in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Instead of axing the guy, he swings the axe and hits his dad in the chest.
It was shocking.
It was shocking. I was not expecting that at all.
Even like the second or third time watching it, I was still like, whoa.
What's even more shocking is Fenton just stands there. Adam runs over to his dad to like comfort him.
Yeah.
Dad whispers to Adam. What's Adam do? Picks up the axe and kills the guy.
Yeah, so Fenton goes and, like, takes the duct tape off of the guy. And is just like, he says something. I can't really remember what it is. And then the guy looks up and sees Adam just charging at him with an axe.
And he's, what, like, 10?
Yeah, 9 or 10.
A little guy.
God. That's a lot.
It was a lot. I want to know how they hid any of this.
Well, they learned from their dad.
So after a while, they went to the sheriff, new sheriff, apparently.
Yeah.
The deputy taking over for the sheriff. Who knows? They went to the sheriff, told them that their dad hadn't been around, filed a missing person.
Yeah. Foster care.
Yeah. The kids end up going to separate orphanages.
Mm-hmm. Because they didn't have anybody else in their family, and that's brought up, like, in the beginning. It was just the boys and their dad.
Yes. Well, at this point, adult Fenton and the agent are to where all the bodies were buried.
Yes. And so, in the beginning, too...
Because they get in the car, and he's like, I know where the bodies are, blah, blah, blah. So the FBI agent is driving him back.
They're going to the Rose Garden.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, too, Fenton, quote unquote, says that Adam shot himself. And he was the God's Hand killer. And Adam told Fenton that if anything happens to Adam, he wants to be buried in the Rose Garden.
Yes.
Is that correct, or is it reversed?
I think they both want that.
Okay. Well, as Matthew McConaughey is walking the FBI agent into the garden, Fenton or Matthew McConaughey is just like, yeah, you know, I buried my brother here. And the FBI agent is just like, wait a second, you told me that when you were killed that you wanted to be in the Rose Garden. That doesn't make sense. And Matthew McConaughey turns around and says, it does if I'm Adam Meeks. Boom.
Boom.
Mind blown.
Like.
The first time I saw it.
I guess if somebody tells me, oh, there's a twist in this film, then I kind of expect it. And I try to like look for it. But with this, I had no idea.
No clue.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey. All right, I'll watch that. You know, that's
yeah.
scary movie with him in it. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Paxton, same. I'm like, it's got some bigger name actors. Well, then I had no idea there was supposed to be a twist. So this whole time, you think that Matthew McConaughey's character is Fenton.
Yes.
The one being abused by the dad.
Yes.
It turns out.
And that Adam, the younger brother, was the God's Hand killer. Because the younger brother, or Adam, allegedly was the serial killer.
Yes.
Yes. I still have to, like.
I know.
Right? But it turns out that Adam is the demon killer that is killing demons.
Yes.
And Fenton is the serial killer, the God's Hand killer, who has killed like 6 people.
Yes. Because the actual like God's Hand killer isn't getting caught because no one
can remember what he looks like. Video cameras screw up.
I'll get into that.
Yeah, like all of these little things keep the actual God's Hand killer hidden.
So that, okay, you find out that Matthew McConaughey, who said he was Fenton this whole time, is actually Adam. Mm-hmm. So he's the younger brother.
Yes.
When they get there, the FBI agent says there's too many graves. And that the God's Hand killer had only killed 6 people. And there's fucking graves everywhere, which is so obvious. There's all these mounds of dirt everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, give me a break.
You're not just going to, like, plant roses over it.
A community rose garden that has, like, 6 foot long by, like, 3 feet wide holes all over it.
Yeah.
Like, that was a little cheesy. That's the one thing that I'm like, oh, I wish that.
Yeah.
They would have made it.
But then they wouldn't have been like, oh, look at all these graves, you know.
That's true. But other people have to go in there and be like, what's this?
The fuck's going
on? Suspicious. You know, once a month, there's a new hole dug for absolutely no reason.
The little granny next door might have a little surprise.
Yeah.
Dogs would be digging the stuff up. Yeah.
Well, they bury them
pretty deep. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he mentions that there's too many graves, and then Adam points out that Fenton kept his trophies.
So they're in his basement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Fenton, you know, everyone that he's murdered are around, whatever. Yeah. But Adam kills demons. And then Adam also confesses that he had to wait for Fenton to be on the list.
Yeah, because he knew what Fenton was doing, but he had to wait for...
Till God told him.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit like that movie Wanted.
Yes.
Where there's like the loom and it like tells you who to kill.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Greg's watched that like 100 times. That's like in his go-tos.
Isn't that British actor in that movie? Who's in that movie?
The really hot guy.
Yes. He played Magneto in the X-Men.
Did you know that he's Lip in the British Shameless?
No.
I had no idea. Like with The Office, I always knew that there was like an original British.
I didn't know
Office.
That there was.
There's Shameless, and I think it came out in like 2003 or 2004. Yeah. And if you just look, do you watch Shameless or no?
I've heard about it. We have so many shows.
I know.
So
it's really good. And it's really good too because I've watched like the first 4 episodes.
Who's the main guy in it? The guy that was in Fargo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't think of his name.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. William H. Macy.
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah, something McAvoy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, now we need to know it because then somebody will be like, you don't know who that is?
He plays Thomas, too, in Narnia. And he's attractive in that, and he's a pan. He's like a fawn.
What's his freaking name?
McAvoy. McRoy.
Mike, do you know?
James McAvoy.
Yes. Anyway.
If you're listening, very attractive man.
Yeah. Oh, and he was in the Glass.
He's in a lot of stuff. Yeah.
The one where he plays
Split.
Split. The person with split personalities. What's mm-hmm. the name of that? How do we even start talking about him? What's happening? What are we doing?
We were talking about Wanted.
Oh,
but anyway.
Yes. Oh, and Angelina Jolie's in that too.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other famous people. Yeah, so he had to wait for him to be on the list. It turns out that Adam actually sees demons.
And it wasn't all bullshit. So yeah. It goes back to where his dad like put his hand on the woman. The woman was a serial killer. Or not a serial killer, but she killed whoever she slept with. And you see it.
Yeah.
And then the old man was a child abductor. Mm-hmm. And you see him like abducting a little girl. So legitimate like evil people.
Yeah. Totally not expecting that. Then Adam brings up the agent's mother.
Because why would you drive 200 miles? Just go to the local sheriff's department.
What?
Well, like, why would you drive 200 miles to tell the FBI that you know who the God's Hand killer is? Why not? That's true. Why not just call? Like,
I don't know. Maybe he wanted to, like, tell the whole story to somebody.
Yeah.
The FBI agent killed his mom.
This is pretty gruesome.
Oh, yeah. It's a little
you
bloody.
You see a little bit of blood.
Now, agent's on the list. He touches him, sees the whole thing.
It's wild.
Throws him in the hole, axes him.
And you can tell that, like, something hinky is going on, too, with the agent. Because, like, the agent can't move or anything, really.
It, like, it stuns the person to be, like, touched and have their, like, crimes
their
revealed.
Their sins revealed.
Yeah. Well, then people start looking.
Yeah, well, and that's what he said. He's just like, you know, I'm an FBI agent. Like, people are going to start looking for me. And Adam's just like, not if you're the last victim of the God's Hand killer.
Yeah.
And he is.
Well.
Yeah.
Not him.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So people start at the office, look for him. So they, oh yeah, I talked to him. I can't remember what he looks like.
Yeah.
Security tapes?
Nothing.
Just when he walks in, this is like a VHS thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore. But sometimes you get like weird stripes mm-hmm. that were like blurry across.
Do you remember the Little Mermaid copy on VHS that we had and that would happen? And we'd have to, like,
you could adjust it. There was, like, a little thing to adjust it.
We'd have to put in the cleaning VHS tape mm-hmm. with alcohol to, like, clean it out.
Clean whatever read yeah. the film.
Whatever.
It's blurry, like, just over his face. So nobody knows what he looks like.
It's insane. And, like, the young agent is just like, I shook his hand. Like, I don't know why I can't remember him.
Yeah. Then they go to Fenton's house.
They do a raid.
They find a list with people on it. They find the agent's bloody ID badge.
No agent. No.
But they find the badge. So,
yeah, because they initially go looking for Fenton.
Yeah.
Because that's who Matthew McConaughey introduced himself as. Yep. I'm Fenton Meeks, whatever. So they look for Fenton, God's Hand killer, and the young agent is just like, he's not down there, but there's other stuff.
Yeah.
Yee.
Well, then it's back in the hometown.
Yep.
Small town USA. Adam is a sheriff.
Yeah. The young FBI agent goes back to the small town where the Rose Garden is. Well, not where the Rose Garden is.
No,
but
where small town.
Where Fenton lives.
Adam lives.
Well, I think Fenton. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, the agent shows up and wants to ask questions about the God's Hand killer.
Adam introduced himself as Fenton.
Yes.
To, like, loop that all in
yeah.
away from his own life.
Yes.
Okay.
So the young agent that was, like, face to face with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Doesn't remember meeting him.
Has no recollection. So who saunters out from behind the sheriff door is Matthew McConaughey as Adam Meeks.
Yeah.
He's the sheriff.
I just can't believe that he talked to the young FBI agent.
Yep.
No and clue. They just have a conversation and he doesn't remember him at all, even though he met him.
His wife is the secretary.
Yeah.
Too.
I would imagine she's also like dispatch type person. Absolutely. In the jail.
So then they walk out and Adam's just like, you know, I'm sorry, I couldn't be of more help, whatever. He shakes the agent's hand.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you're a good man.
And he says it like so, like just enough where you like catch like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, that's super weird.
And then his wife is in on it.
Yeah, his wife comes out and is just like, oh, praise God.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
And that's the end.
It just stresses me out. This movie stressed me out.
Don't forget that you're wearing a crop top when you do that.
Well, I have a sports bra on.
You're like squishing it up like you do when you're...
Yeah, but...
When you're like, oh my God, but you're just going to flash me. Okay, thanks for that.
So, yes, I 100% would recommend this. I loved it.
Oh, two things. Did you notice the shirt I have on tonight?
No. Hams.
It's Dad's choice of beer.
Yes.
Not our actual dad.
No.
Dad in the movie drinks Hams. This was a fun fact that he could only find one 1979 Hams can. So... That's like it's like off screen, and then him like fake drinking it.
That's fun
because he only had one. He couldn't just like
have like multiple.
Have multiples. Mm. So I wore my ham shirt tonight.
That's very cool.
I thought you were gonna notice that.
Well, I didn't because it was like
It is kind of covered. I also have a fun ham story.
Okay.
I guess we're doing okay on time.
Yeah, we're all right.
My fun ham story. So. I follow them on Instagram, and a couple years ago, it was like, tag a hamigo and win a prize. So I tagged Pat, because that's like one of his beers of choice.
Your hamigo?
My hamigo.
Uncle Tim drank hams, too.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever met anyone like before Pat that drinks it.
No.
So I tagged him in it, whatever, liked the post. Well, then they messaged me for shirt sizes. And we got a little thank you for drinking hams card and then two pins, like nice pins.
Well, because
not
nobody drinks hams anymore unless you're over 50.
That is not true. I occasionally drink hams.
Okay.
Pat's only 30.
But he's an old soul.
But anyway, we got two shirts.
That's cool.
Two pins and then like a couple other like little random things. But
so if you like hams... This is not sponsored, but go on their Instagram and tag a friend. Tag a hamigo.
This was a while ago, but yeah, your friends that drink hams. It's a hamigo, and it cracked me up. There's That's also funny. Something else. Last night, Greg subbed in pool league, so we went to a bar that we never go to, because that's where they were playing pool. And I ran into two people, one of my old coworkers, and then one of the guys that's actually on Pool League, but he has a food truck in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they both brought up the podcast.
Good.
Yeah.
Yay.
So the one guy was like, yeah, when your running group was at ORDOC or whatever, they commented that on your sticker, because it's the stickers on the outside of the trailer. Yeah. He's like, yeah, they commented that they listened to it. And I'm like, oh, good. That's so nice. And then I ran into one of my old coworkers from Poets.
Yeah.
And she said that she's listened to a few.
Oh.
And she likes them. She's like, yeah, I started at the beginning. I'm like, no, just skip the first
just
10.
Skip the first 10.
Just jump in later. But I wanted to give her a sticker, and I didn't have any with me. But she's like, yeah, you guys, like, have really good, like, back and forth.
Oh, well, thank you.
And she goes, are you guys sisters? I'm like, yeah, it's my sister, obviously.
That's the whole thing. We tell stories from our youth and combine them.
I don't think we did that much in the beginning because we were both too nervous.
That's true.
And we're like, this is how much the film made. And now I'm like, I don't know who that actor is. Not even in the show, talking about something else totally random.
I think that happens a lot, though.
It happens every single one.
To a few podcasts that I've listened to, like right in the beginning, they're very serious and like full of things. And then like later on, I'm not going to mention any.
The one that I always listen to. My favorite one. My favorite.
But they awesome. Are they awesome? They're great. But
they started out like the first couple years, they're like right to the point.
Yeah.
You know, telling the stories. And now it's like a solid 20 minutes of them just like, so did you watch this on TV? Did you see this?
Which I'm fine. Like,
oh, I read this book.
If people don't like that, they can just fast forward a few minutes in the beginning. And the end.
And
apparently.
The end. Well, I had a couple more things that I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And now I'm not coughing, so I
No,
feel
that's
like
fine.
Now is my chance.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else like I do.
I loved it. I would recommend it to anyone.
Yeah, for sure. That and like Bill Paxton was just overall very talented.
Agreed.
Very talented.
He's pretty cute in this.
Mom and I were talking about this too.
He's tan.
Like he isn't like Matthew McConaughey, I think, has that like, oh yeah, he's very attractive. Bill Paxton, he's just like weirdly attractive.
Like if
something
he worked,
about him was.
If he worked at Super One, I'd be like, oh, the cute guy from Super One.
Just charming.
Yeah, not like.
Bantery.
Not like over the top.
Yeah.
Where girls are just throwing themselves at him.
And even when he was older, I found him pretty attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Was.
Well, yeah. But what? I remember watching him in Streets of Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
I want to make Mike watch it because I listen to the soundtrack.
The soundtrack's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Greg has seen it because I like Willem Dafoe in it.
Oh, my God. Pleather
Love
overalls.
The pleather. Pleather overalls. I mean, what's not to like? They'd be so sweaty and gross, though.
It would be disgusting.
It'd be disgusting.
Do you remember that Friends episode?
With the leather pants?
Yeah.
I was just telling somebody about
baby
that.
Baby powder.
Oh, it was because I was wearing leggings at work, and I got, well, I normally wear, like, workout pants.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so sweaty. And I went to the bathroom, and then I was worried that I like, wouldn't be able to get my pants back up. It was, like, struggling. Because they were,
you're
like
Ross.
Yeah. I come out of the bathroom. Just
like, they're around your ankle. Like, all right, this is...
Anyway.
We got a lot going on. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future, whatevs, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. There are spaces in that, so heads up.
Oh, my God.
And then we do have a webpage, /yourmoviereview.com. We try to keep that up to date, but... You know, life and things.
You know, on Spotify, I just finally rated us myself. I hadn't done it yet.
Oh, God. You can rate on Spotify? I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's new.
I don't even.
Like,
I quit looking at the ratings because who needs to? Who needs
oh,
to?
Oh, because
look at that?
We had like one low rating, and you're like, who? Like, I quit looking. You still look.
I do.
What are you doing?
Emma snapped me. Oh, this is... We need to go.
I'm
like on my phone.
You're like, okay, I'm done now. I'm talking to Emma about Animal Crossing.
Well, we hope everybody has a lovely week. Happy February tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be February. Whoo.
Is that...
I don't know. I'm ready for summer, but...
I'm ready for summer too.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Bye.
Bye.